Welcome to the Journey 8, an outreach ministry of Life's Journey United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I ask you to sit back and make yourself comfortable as we bring you some music and discussion about important topics of the day.
Let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. A life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off. We all meet again.
Yeah, what a wonderful song. Good evening. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and this is the Journey 8. Thank you for tuning in. And we have a rather full show tonight. I chose this song as the opening song tonight because I'm a girl whose musical heart will always remain in the ballads and stories of folk music. I'm a folkie. And this song is one of my favorites from two very well-established artists. You'll know them as Alison Krauss and Carrie Newcomer. And whenever I struggle with a friend or a church member who is walking their final way home, I play this song to remind myself that our journey here on earth is one that always ends the same way, in that we find our way back home to the Father who so lovingly created us and has waited for us to return from the moment we were conceived. Tonight, I dedicate this show to a wonderful woman who just happens to be our pastor's mother, Mary Ann Hardy, who's on her final journey home. Please pray for her and the family that loves her so much. She has been an icon of our church, showing all of us what Christ's love looks like in the flesh. So tonight we're going to have some special songs and stuff for Mary Ann. Okay, so I'm flying the ship tonight with Wasif hanging out there somewhere, and we'll dial him in a minute. And I realized that it's been quite a while since just the two of us have done a show together. Reverend Ellen and Reverend Jen are out about in the United States somewhere, and I wish them well. I hope they tune in tonight. And so, as it is, I have a bunch of announcements and a lot of things to say. But wait, that's no different than any other night. Before we start with the announcements, let's give the Hardys something upbeat. Mr. Engineer, if you can cue up Head Up by Karen Williams. This is one of my favorite songs. I love this song. We play it a lot on this show. And let's see if we can put a little bit of zip in your step, Hardys.
The world can beat you down, knock you to the ground if you let it. We were made to overcome. Victory is won. Don't forget.
Okay, going down my list here, we're going to start the announcements. Wasif, are you out there? Hello, Wasif. Okay, well, he's there. I know he is. He probably fell asleep. Okay, Wasif.
Can you hear me?
There you are.
Okay, hey. It was my headphone. Good evening, Judy, and peace. I hope you could hear me.
I can hear you. And,
okay, good.
Okay, so I'm going to start with announcements, and you may think if you have anything we can add to the end, okay?
Okay, all right.
We got a few.
All right,
We're going to start out with, on the 12th of May, I think there was a song by that name. I had the pleasure to interview one of the most interesting women I know. Now, her name is Kara Johnstead, and she is what is called a voice visionary. She's a singer-songwriter, has written some wonderful songs, and she does some mentoring to soloists and all kinds of artists on how to use your voice and use it effectively. I'm going to be taking that interview, as I so clumsily try and divide it up, and we're going to do the first part of the interview on June 6th and the second part on the 20th. So for all you out there, June 6th, June 20th, please dial in. Yes, dial in on your shoe phone and listen. Now, on June 6th, Wasif, we also have who with us?
Well, we have Rabbi Andy Koren, who yes. is going to hopefully join us from Temple Emmanuel, and we are going to have a Muslim, Christian, and Jewish, well, I should go in order, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim, order of chronology, discussion about the Prophet Abraham, hopefully, who all three religions revere as a great prophet.
Yeah. And it should be an interesting round table. This will be my first time speaking with Rabbi Andy, but I think it'll be interesting for y'all out there to see how the three of us differ, but how the three of us are the same, too. And that's the whole purpose of the show. So that's June what?
Sixth.
Aha, I'm just testing you. Okay.
Well, there's one more date before June 6th. June 4th, I don't know if you're going in order, but June 4th, we have that Interfaith Grasshoppers, Greensboro Grasshoppers baseball game.
Oh, and, yes. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Gates open at 3:30. We worked with the Grasshoppers here in Greensboro. They worked with a few religious communities. And... the gentleman, I forget the university that he's a graduate of, but one of his main theses that he studies was faith nights in the United States, where they have churches come out to baseball games. And so what he thought he would do is basically design a interfaith night so we can all enjoy each other's company and then enjoy some baseball. And then finally, I don't know if you guys know this, but after each Grasshopper games, there are fireworks. So,
yeah.
And then enjoy some fireworks. The gates open at 3:30. I think the starting pitch is at 5:30.
All right. So that's something I forgot to add, and I appreciate you bringing that up. Okay. So June's going to be a busy month. There's something else in the plans, but I can't talk about it. Oh, man, that's not fair to say on the radio, is it? Anyway, a little bit of technical information. If you are needing to or wanting to call in and talk to us, the phone number here is area code 888-627-6008. Okay, that's if you want to talk to myself or probably patch you into Wasif, too, if you want to talk to him. If you're just if you're just too busy tonight to listen to us, then why are you listening to me? No. The shows are all archived, and the archived version of the show is usually available within 48 hours, usually less. And you can go on the homepage at bbsradio.com/thejourney8. And you can pull up the archived version of the show and click on it and hear us that way, too. So you're never losing us, as they say. Okay. Any other thing that you can think of, Wasif?
Yes, there is the, I'm pulling it up right now, in actually Burlington.
Yes, they have, the interface.
On May 31st, they have the Interfaith Dialogue at 7 o'clock at the Paramount Theater, where they're going to have Rabbi Meir Goldstein, who's the associate chaplain for the Jewish Life in Elon University. Then you have Paul Lininger, who's the OFM Covenant pastor, I believe, for the Blessed Sacrament of the Catholic Church. And then finally, you have Imam Shahar Sayyid, who's the imam for the Burlington Masjid. And so those three gentlemen are going to be moderated by Reverend Phil Hardy, who's, of course, the pastor for Life Journey Church. And they're going to have an interfaith dialogue at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. on May 31st at the Paramount Theater. I think that will be a really exciting discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of pastor and I are kind of doing parallel things with the interfaith stuff, and I'm excited about it because we have Roundtable and there's the Paramount. I think that energy is moving towards some really good stuff, and that will be refreshing. Okay, so we got the phone number out of the way. I'm just breezing right through these. Can you imagine? I haven't got sidetracked at all. it's not for lack of my brain not going in 500 directions.
I can feel the focus.
All right. So let's dig into some of the information I've got here. First of all, it's been an interesting, hard, and somewhat pleasant week. We've had the challenge of Marianne Hardy taking her last steps towards meeting her maker, and we are with the Hardys day and night in prayer. And so, you know, one of the things that I always try and do when trying to say goodbye to somebody or trying to say hello to them in a way is trying to talk as much about my church family as possible. I love my church family, and you should come to our church. Well, you shouldn't, Wasif. I mean, you can, you're welcome, but you out there in Radio Land should come, and I will give you that information about where we're located. Here's a story that touched my heart on Sunday during church. We had another deacon from church share this story about how someone at work came up to her and asked her for prayer out of the blue. Now, she's suffering from an unknown illness and was very scared. She had heard that my friend was a deacon at church and just wanted her to pray for her. And I guess the biggest thing that took my friend aback is that the word was getting out that she was a deacon. And she's finding that that calling is a 24/7 calling. But one of the things she promised this lady is that we as a church congregation would pray for her. And we are a praying church, let me tell you. We do it good, too. So I'm going to invite you for the first time during the show to come and visit us, Life's Journey United Church of Christ. We are in Burlington, North Carolina at 2121 Edgewood Avenue. So just pop that in your GPS and come and see us. And if you do come, please don't be afraid to find me and say hello. It's always good to say hello to people that hear about the church from the radio station. So, Wasif, continuing, you know, I don't know how you deal with things sometimes, but I have a tendency, and there's several people in my life that can attest to this, to internalize things until I beat myself up so badly, or I work it out to where, you know, I think I have the answer, and then all of a sudden, I open my eyes and I realize that's not the answer at all.
Right.
Yeah. So continuing with our, I filled this program with music because it's just the way I am. I'd have a whole music show if I could, but I can't afford it. So here we are, continuing with our program for Marianne Hardy. This is a song I thought of, and this is another one by Karen Williams. And it reminds me, and lots of, let me know if you think this way. It reminds me that somehow in our huddled, muddled, crazy days, we forget that angels aren't only in heaven. That angels walk the face of this earth in many forms.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a word for them, and I can't remember what it is for angels. You told it to me one time, and I can't remember what Islam...
You mean in Arabic?
Yes.
Malaika.
Malaika, yes.
I have, after the song, there's a concept I can share from our tradition of dealing with craziness, and it's really... if there's time on the show today, you know, I would really like to take or give our listeners a little glimpse into a concept we have called Inshallah. And I'm sure there is similar concepts in both Christianity and Judaism and of the Abrahamic faith. But what Inshallah means, that if God wills.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little journey that I want to take, if we find the time, probably take about 5 to 10 minutes, but like a little journey to take us from where we are here on this earth to the Father in heaven. And then that phrase and that concept of God's will, I hope, will emerge as the guiding concept for as long as it does for the people that are listening. It really helps me a lot in my daily living, so we'll see how the show goes, but if we have time, I would like to do that.
All right, so I'm going to ask Mr. Engineer, do you have ordinary angels ready for us?
She's counting her change in the line at the counter of the grocery store. She can find, but she still comes up short. Just a single mom doing the best that she can. When a stranger slips a 20 in the palm of her hand, she turns around to thank him, but he's already disappeared out the door.
And in so doing, we have entertained angels. So that's... song especially reminds me tonight of Marianne. And if anybody knew her, or those of us who know her, know that that is so very true. All right, so I have something political to say. Wasu, stay in your seat. Are you ready? And I'm laughing because, as many of you know, I tend to keep my personal politics out of the show whenever possible. Like many ministers, I don't do politics. I try not to. But that's because I'd rather focus on God's issues rather than man's issues sometimes. However, are you ready, Wasif? He's ready. However, I must say it's hard to do that in these days of trouble and misunderstandings. So I'd like to tell you a little situation that happened last Tuesday. I had the honor of standing with other clergy from our city on the footsteps of our local town hall. And we were doing that because we intended to quietly pray for guidance by our leadership concerning a North Carolina law called HB 2. Many people call it the bathroom law, but it's so much more than that simple piece. You know, when you read HB 2, you realize that discrimination runs through it on so many levels. I asked myself before joining the other clergy, are we not given the same instruction by Jesus today that he did while on the steps of the temple in Jerusalem, that anger, greed, lies, and deception is wrong? It was wrong then, it's wrong today. I believe that man does not decide who is worthy of grace and who is not. Grace covers all of us, and it's God's gift, not man's, that redeems our soul. So I joined the others, and in many ways I'm glad I did. Now, I'm not going to stay on my soapbox too long, but I want those of you out there to know the gun-carrying people who surrounded us and yelled at us, called us despicable names, and scared our children are not the voice of love and not the ones who will judge anyone in the end. So I say to them, judge not, lest you be judged. Peace comes from love. Love comes from hope, and hope from faith. Look in the mirror before you decide my destiny or anybody's, and ask yourself, will you be the first to throw a stone? I cannot change the heart of anyone from hate to love. I can only ask that God continues to do that job. However, I can love them more than they hate me. And in that love, someday, somewhere, these people will realize we do worship the same God. You know, whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, or non-denominational, love is the thing that should cross through all those boundaries. And I don't disagree that people have the right to protest when I stand and try and pray. I do have a difficult time when they scare the children around me. So that being said, Wasif, are you proud of me? I actually did something political.
I was proud of you the first time I heard this story, and now I'm even prouder to hear it in a context of love. So no, for sure, that's great.
Yeah.
I think the reward for things like that on this plane, to hear jests and jeers and taunts while you are standing for something that God wants you to stand for, I think the reward for that can only be given by God to you. The world cannot return the thank you to you. And God holds those people who hear the jest, just like Jesus did, you know, and just like Abraham did, just like Moses did. They took up their entire being and went to the biggest of the organizations and got thrown out by them and rocks thrown at them and all of the worst things that they endured. And their reward is with God. Their reward is with God. So God bless you for doing what you did.
Well, you know, I had the honor of being invited by my pastor, which made me feel very proud. And when it came time for me to speak, and I've said this before, I will be the first one to admit I was scared. They were so loud. And I thought to myself, no one is going to hear this little voice. And I took a deep, I took the deepest breath I could, and I just belted it out. And the people on the first row actually heard me. But, you know, it's the standing there in peace while chaos is surrounding you. That reminds me of what is going on in this world. We stand in peace. You, I, you know, Pastor, we stand for peace while the world is swirling around us in chaos. And it's like, how do we get off this ride?
Well, I actually have a slightly different perspective than that. I'm going to share it with you, and tell me if you agree or not. You know, here's what I have to say to that: if God's in control, and we believe that He is, you and I, then the chaos that occurs on this earth and the vicious acts that occur on this earth are noted by Him and are encompassed by Him to an extent that there are actually 7 billion people that live on this planet. Forget the ones that are on the media. Let's just talk about numbers for 1 second. There's 7 billion people on this planet.
Wow.
And if 1 second passes, 1 second, and I've done this calculation before, and I'm pretty sure still, I'm going to give you close to accurate numbers, but if I don't kill me, but I'll get as close as possible. If 1 second passes for those 7 billion people, the last time I did this calculation, I believe it's 228 years that pass in 1 second for 7 billion people.
Wow.
And, you know, just passed. And so what I'm trying to say is that for the majority of us, the majority of the time, you know, we're seeing the mercy of God. We're seeing the love of God. The plants are green. You know, the sun was shining today, at least in Greensboro it was. And, you know, I think that what really gets people riled up is what they see on TV. And certainly, you know, wars happen and disasters happen and terrorists happen and all of these things happen, but then they also, you have to understand that they're happening in a very limited space. And the reason that space gets so much attention is because a camera is put on it, and that camera is put on it because that's what earns that camera that money. Matter of fact, that's how that camera is bought, because that network's making money.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm not blaming the network or the media. They're just doing their job, but it's a dynamic we as intelligent human beings must understand, that they're going to report the most devastating news, because if it bleeds, it leads, as I was told by a police friend of mine.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Okay. If it bleeds, it leads. But my point is that for the majority of us, the 7 billion of us, you know, we are all right. If there's 7 billion of something, of course there's going to be issues. And sometimes those issues will get a little bit out of hand, but it never gets out of the hand of God, because I believe He is in control. And I'm thankful for that He is in control, and that there are people like you that are out there facing the people that, you know, do not understand you. And that's what it is. They just don't understand what you're trying to do. May it be from your podium, or may it be from, you know, I've had similar experiences.
Yeah, and, you know, I found one thing interesting, and that is I hadn't really been involved in a protest since the mid-80s when I lived in California during the AIDS crisis. And I thought, I'm getting too old for this, but actually I was not too old yet. So
you thought, right?
Yeah. I just, you know, I feel that during a show where we're celebrating the life of someone who basically lived love, showed us even on days that were not good days for her, how God, you know, moves in her life. And it's refreshing for me to remember that God is in control. God's in control from the moment we take our first breath,
yep,
to the moment we take our last. And the sooner we realize that and follow His song, then the better off we are. So what are we at? Oh, we've got time for your 5-10 minute thing that you wanted to do. What is it?
It's the perfect segue. I wanted to talk about God today, the Father in heaven, and I wanted to just give you a little bit of perspective that I think, if you follow it, I think it will really open your heart, and it'll open your mind, because it certainly opens mine every time I think about it. So without further ado, I'll say, I begin in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. A human being's born on earth, and he's just one being, and he's blessed with sight and sound. But there is no sound in space. The majority of space is silent because there is no atmosphere. But he's blessed with sight and sound and a heart, so he can feel things and learn about the mercy of God. And as that human being grows older, he realizes that there are other human beings around him. And matter of fact, at some point, he's going to realize that there's billions of people on this planet. And they come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And that at some point, he's going to realize that, well, this is just one planet. And matter of fact, if I look at what I have been looking at since I was born, which is the sun, you can actually fit 1.3 million Earths into the sun. 1.3 million Earths can fit inside our sun. This is a fact. And then you realize that every star that you see is a sun.
Yeah.
And that the nearest star, which is Proxima Centauri, it gets a little bit astronomical, but I won't get too detailed. But the nearest star next to us, the nearest star next to us, takes 4.5 light years to get to it. And if I put you on a plasma rocket, which doesn't actually exist, but theoretically it would be the fastest rocket, it would take you 83,000 years to get to the next star. And then you realize that there's actually trillions of stars and billions of stars in galaxies. And that the furthest that we have seen into our universe is actually 13.5 trillion light years away. I'm not even going to do the math because people are going to fall asleep. But the nearest was just 4 light years away. And if you understand the trillion, just look up what a trillion looks like on Google, and you'll understand what a trillion actually looks like, because it is way bigger than what you think. It's way bigger than a billion. So it's 13.5 trillion light years away. In the Quran, it states, and this is, I'm trying to give you the scale. I'm trying to give you the grandness. In the Quran, it states that only the first heaven has stars. And now you talk to scientists and you talk to the people who are in the field, and they're saying that, no, this is just one universe. There are others. We just haven't seen them yet. And there's 7 of them. And so every time you go from the first to the second, it's like if you took the ring, the wedding ring or whatever ring you have on your hand, and placed it in the middle of the largest desert on this planet. This is what we are told by our traditions and our books in Islam. That the first heaven compared to the second heaven is like if you took your ring and placed it in the middle of the largest desert that there is, meaning that it's insignificant in size. And I just gave you the size of the first heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The second to the third is the same, the ring in the desert. The third to the fourth is the same, fourth to the fifth, sixth, seventh. And then you get to where God actually is. And his throne is on, it encompasses the entire 7 heavens. And the 7 heavens compared to his throne are, again, the example of the ring in the desert. Just the first, remember, to get to the next star, it takes 83,000 years, just to the next star. And there's 1.3 million Earths in just our one star, the sun. So imagine the scale, just the scale at this point. And here's the amazing part. This is what I wanted to bring you to.
Okay.
That entity, that great, magnificent, exalted, limitless power, it's his will and his directive and his control that is present over all his creation. And what's great about that is that the first time he categorized himself, he wrote on his throne that his mercy is greater than his wrath. And what that means is that God, in his greatness and his love and his compassion, gets to do what he wants. And what he wants to do is give you mercy. What he wants to do is for you to think about the solutions rather than the problems. What he wants to do is tell you that in spite of what you might see is happening in front of you, and in spite of the people pointing fingers at you, and in spite of the people throwing rocks at you and jeering at you and taunting you and haunting you, and the news telling you that this world is going to end and this is going to happen and that's going to happen, because this has happened throughout history. People have said, oh, it's going to end tomorrow. It's going to end Y2K 2012. What he's trying to tell you is that it's going to happen when he wants it to happen, and without a shadow of a doubt, he's going to make it clear into the soul of the believers that in spite of what's going on around them, he is able to provide you with his mercy and his kindness.
Either, I believe that.
If you're alive, you will experience it. And if you have passed on, you will experience it.
Mm-hmm.
God never loses the count of any soul, either present here on the earth or present somewhere else. So I just wanted to take that little journey and give the listeners an idea of when, you know, we're talking about God from the Muslim tradition, like we are really trying to, you know, get to the God that is understood by the Christians as the Father in heaven or the Jews. That we are, in fact, that if this entity exists, there's really nothing you can do about his will. At that scale, if something exists, like you, there's nothing you can really do about his will other than you follow it and you get the mercy and you get the love, or you go against it and then you become, you know, hateful and hiding and covering and secretive. And that's something that I pray God protects us from, and I pray that he continues to shine his love and mercy upon us.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I tell people when they ask me, why do you choose to be a Christian? I say, why do you choose not to be? And, you know, life for me as a Christian is so much different than life was before. And it takes from us is faith. We don't have to do anything, you know, crazy. You know, he did it all, and he does it all with every breath we take. So we're nearing the end, and I wanted to really ask Mr. Engineer, do you have 1 Corinthians ready?
I may speak with bravest heart and have a gift to all inspire, and have not loved my words in vain, and some
And that was a dear friend of mine. I've played her music before. Her name is Carol Simpson, and she is bravely fighting MS. She's on the final stages of MS, but she fights the good fight anyway. And she recorded this album back in 1990, before she was diagnosed. And she has such a wonderful alto voice. And by the way, she was my choir director. She's the one who taught me how to sing, so to say. So that was Carol Simpson. Yeah, the whole album is beautiful, and handpicked songs, most of them she wrote herself. And, you know, it's another one of those stories where you can only stand back and watch the person fight. You can't fight for them. You can't do anything but love them. And it's a faith stretcher to know that in her pain and suffering, that God is working a story that neither you or I can see. And soon, you know, her walk will be the same as Mary Ann's. And so we turn and we all face that that day. Some of us face it with glee and happiness and so on. So before we end, and we have the goodnight song, as I call it, by Will of Titus, I just wanted to say again to those of you out there, especially my fellow church members at Life's Journey, please don't forget to keep Mary Ann in your prayers and the Hardy family as they deal with this situation. Walk with them in spirit and love and hold them close, ever so close. Thank you, Wasif, for spending some time with me, getting me through this broadcast. And we will be back. Hang on a second. Oh my God, I'm multitasking. we're going to have a great show on the 6th. I can't wait because we've got Kara Johnston and we've got Rabbi. And hopefully by the 6th, I will be able to announce to the new part of the show that I'm just aching to tell you, but I can't yet. So maybe by the 6th, I'll have more information on that. And if you want to say goodnight, Wasif, anything you want to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say that it's a pleasure to be with you, Judy, today, and thank you for providing this platform. It's work that is very much needed, and definitely God's hand is in it, and I pray that He protects you and preserves you and guides your heart and your emotions and the emotions of all of those that believe in Him towards a brighter light and a better perspective, so we can praise Him all together.
Yes, and with that, I'm going to say good night and God bless, and we're going to listen to Will of Titus sing for Mary Ann, Sleep Well.
Remember, it was designed for you, with every little step that you take.
Thank you for being with us this evening. Please come back again, and remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace.